From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The head of the Caribbean Development Bank tells the OECD to stop picking on regional offshore centres. Talks between government and opposition break down the day before Haiti's president is sworn in, and Belize's president tries to resolve a border dispute with Guatemala in Washington. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Stop beating up on Caribbean offshore centres. That was the unusually strong message today from the president of the Caribbean Development Bank, Sir Neville Nicholls. Sir Neville, who retires on March 31st, was responding to OECD threats of sanctions against offshore tax havens. Bertram Niles reports.
Sir Neville didn't mince his words when he attacked the OECD threat against Caribbean and other countries engaging in what the organisation calls harmful tax competition. In Sir Neville's view, it is harmful because the 29 industrialized nations that are members of the OECD want to regain lost business. He says the reason they are pursuing 33 centers, almost half of which are in the Caribbean, is not to stop money laundering, but to ensure that any significant business from criminal proceeds ends up in their jurisdiction. Money laundering and rich profits from drug trafficking and other corruption are moved through the legal banking system to disguise them as legitimate, is estimated